The other way to think about separation in reunions is inside-outside, or, you know, work-non-work, or home-not-home. And many couples have ritual of taking shoes off before going inside the house. And there are a lot of reasons why people do that, but just doing that certainly gives a sense that there's a difference between outside and inside. There's a difference between home and not home. And part of that difference is marked by the fact that we put our shoes outside, we don't take them inside. There's another way to do this that I think is equally important as we talk about secure functioning relationships, that the reunion of inside, outside, home, not home, be taken seriously, and that there be, first before anything else, a suitable reunion between partners. That is, either an embrace, which is, you know, chest and stomach to chest and stomach, so it's close enough. And I would suggest in this exercise that if you do choose the embrace as a reunion exercise or, you know, ritual when you come home, that you do it in this way, that one partner feels the other partner's body for tension and doesn't let go of that partner until he or she feels the body relax. And the same for the other partner. In other words, you're not responsible for your own relaxation here and decide when it's time to let go. You're not going to let go of each other until you feel each other relax fully. And you can tap or touch parts of the body that feel tense as a way of cueing that. This, by the way, can happen very quickly. This is only a matter of minute or minutes. It doesn't take very long. And then once that happens, you can go about your night and do whatever and check to see if things are different. If you're people that fight when you greet each other at home, when you reunite, try this and see if you have arguments still. See if you fight about the same things. There is a good chance that you won't. We need this reunion because the separations matter for all of us. Whether we know it or not, we're affected by the separation. We're affected by the time away from each other. And we have a reaction to the reunion. Here, we're actually going to reunite properly because we can, and we're going to see if it makes a difference, which I believe it will. These reunions are also important, by the way, at other times, like when picking your partner up from the train station or from the airport. There are so many times I hear of people fighting because they pick each other up after having been away. They pick each other up from the airport. They don't spend any time face to face. They don't spend any time in an embrace like we just talked about. They get in the car and they're facing forward, which is a problem I'll talk about in a minute. And they get into a fight. One of the reasons they get into a fight is because they didn't reunite properly. They didn't respect the idea that there is a reaction always to separations, and there is a reaction always to reunions. That's just the way we roll. That's how we are. And if we don't do that properly, there's probably going to be some trouble. It only takes a few minutes, really. But a lot of people don't like to do this. And I'm going to pitch this to you as a way to stay out of trouble and to not have fights that are unnecessary.